Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show by discussing this week's most recent news. First things first, Carlito terminated. What happened, Aaron?
Apparently he showed up to one of the shows and he was just whacked out of his mind. And it was reported he was unable to perform, but other reports said that he was just gone. You know, I mean, he showed up just completely out of himself. And apparently what's come out as of late is that he was addicted to painkillers. So apparently it's one of the reasons he was fired. So,
oh, geez, that stinks, dude. I mean, I know that stuff's bad, but dang. It sucks that another wrestler's, you know, terminated because of it. That sucks. But yeah, I mean,
and Primo's going to be feeling the worst of that too, since you know he was supposed to, team with him. And I mean, I'm sorry, but Primo by himself, he doesn't have a whole lot to offer. And so I'm sure that he's probably really pissed about the thing too. So.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, because who's he going to team with now? Chavo? I mean, that's really
exactly
the only person that I can think of. But moving on to we want to talk about the pay-per-view. Over the Limit. First off, I was looking forward to the pay-per-view, and then something, you said something to me, Aaron. I didn't believe you at first, and then I started thinking about it, and you're right. What was that?
Apparently only the faces won, you could say no heels won, because, you know, you have to think about the Orton Edge match that happened. But the thing is, though, if Edge was supposed to win that match, then they would have just had it be a count out. You know, they would have said, okay, we'll just have Orton roll out of the ring and like hit him with something and then roll back in and it'll be a count out. You know, that'd be the easiest thing. But since they got a double count out, Orton couldn't do anything to Edge. And so instead they went and just finished it that way. So my guess is that it would have been Orton anyway, but you know, I mean, that moves on to the next point, which is, you know, Orton got injured and he got injured bad, really bad.
Yeah, and the thing is, that's a crappy injury. I mean, he got injured punching the mat. And I watched this today probably 15 times each time. And it's really weird because he punches and then he's like, what the? Oh, no. And then he says something and I could never hear what he said, but he said something basically like, I'm hurt. I actually disagree. I think the match was supposed to end how it was supposed to end. Because otherwise, Randy Orton would have just got up and rolled into the ring. Why would they change the ending on the floor like that?
He could roll back into the ring, you know, but I mean, if you're injured, you know, especially if like your shoulder is out of its socket, you don't want to move back into, you know, you want to stay like just out of there, you know? And yeah, like you said, he could have rolled back into the ring, but I don't know. Then again, maybe they thought that was the best way to end it since, you know, they were going to do something different, you know?
Right.
But the other thing too is, and this is something that, I don't know if it's still up, but there was a YouTube clip that showed Orton actually basically injured himself at a house show in the exact same fashion. Like, he was gripping his arm and he was, you know, like, just clenching it. Like, you know, he was trying to, like, get feeling in his hand. And so it might have been an existing injury because of that. So, I don't know. But, you know, there were some other people injured there, too, at Over the Limit.
Now, you said that CM Punk got injured, but I'm confused. I don't remember him being injured at all.
They were saying that, he had he was cut up and he had to get, like, staples or something put in him. And it really just messed him up. I mean, and he was, I guess, really upset about it afterwards, same way that Orton was. There was, I guess, like, Punk was hurt. Ted DiBiase got a concussion. Batista, he hurt his back. And then Cena had a tooth knocked out. he had to have it put back in. So
yeah, so it was basically
The Limit was actually Injury City is what it was.
Yeah, Injury City. Welcome to Injury City. How may I help you? Well, see, I want to have some teeth knocked out, you know. But yeah, so honestly, dude, I was actually disappointed with the pay-per-view. I mean, D. That's being nice. I got to give it a D.
Yeah, dude, it wasn't as bad as Extreme Rules. So, I mean, I'll give it a D+. But I think something else worth noting before we leave the pay-per-view is that, I don't know if you remembered or not, but when Cena got busted open after getting thrown onto the table, mm-hmm. they had to, in the middle of the match, they had to stop it so they could Cena up. And the thing that I guess I really kind of want to talk about a little bit, no blood policy, while I can understand it a little bit at like the TV shows, and especially at like SmackDown, because that's great, so you can easily get rid of the blood real quick and then resume the match. Pay-per-view, to take a minute of your time up, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, what do you think about it? I mean, does that take away from the excitement? Does that take away from the enjoyment of the pay-per-view?
No, actually, I think that it's, you know, balls out, dude. Whenever you have a pay-per-view, you should be able to do whatever you want. I mean, it's a pay-per-view, so it's not PG anymore. You know, I understand why they're doing the PG, but realistically, if it's a pay-per-view, it should be MA, and just in my opinion.
Yeah. I agree.
But yeah, so we got Bret Hart is now the Raw GM, which I was very shocked, actually. I'm still shocked about this. I didn't think it was going to be him. I thought it was going to be JR.
Not JR. I mean, JR has been at home doing, you know, nothing else. So I don't know. I don't see JR. But they were talking about Abraham Washington was going to be the new GM. But it didn't surprise me nearly as much as what they probably were hoping for, because I think that Bret Hart probably enjoyed his time back and he probably wanted to keep it going, you know? And,
yeah.
Him as the new GM isn't bad. I think that, you know, he does have the star power still. And while people may not pay to see him necessarily, you know, that it'll be an incentive. You know, it's like, oh, well, Bret Hart will be there, you know?
Right.
So, and the nice thing, too, is it's easy on him, because if you think about it, he's got to work one day a week. Because he's not going to be going to the house shows.
Exactly.
At least he shouldn't be. So he's got to work one day every single week. That's easy. Mm-hmm. That's just simplistic for himself.
Yeah, you fly in on Sunday, and you fly out Tuesday morning. Can't beat that.
Exactly.
You're only really gone for one day from your family. Yeah. But, speaking of the U.S. title, he vacated, and we only had a two-man tourney, which I was confused by, because I would have drug this out till Over the Limit. I'm sorry, until a Fatal 4-Way. I don't understand.
That's something that you and I talked about, on the pre-show. You know, we talked about how it would have been so easy to do, because if you weren't going to have a Fatal 4-Way match, there's 4 weeks until the pay-per-view, so you held a qualifying match every single day, or every single week, I'm sorry, and then you have those four people, you know, fight for it at the pay-per-view, or if you just want a one-on-one, hold an 8-man tournament, you know, have 2 matches this week, 2 matches next week, you know, 1 match, and then 1 match, and then you have those two people fight for it at the pay-per-view. I honestly think that you just having this match hurts the title. I actually, the title is kind of worth crap now.
Yes.
I honestly feel that way. So, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, they need to change that, because, you know, a title should mean something. I look at the Divas title, and I'm sorry, Divas title means nothing to me. The tag title still means something to me. A cruiserweight title would mean something to me. But realistically, the United States Heavyweight Championship doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's like, actually, you can't even call it the United States Heavyweight Championship. You just got to call it the United States Champion. I mean, because realistically, you're just the champion, and you don't have the rights like you used to in WCW, which is what they should still do. But, you know, whatever. That's a different story, a different show. But moving on, one thing I did like how Raw ended. They had the four guys. They had all four guys in the Fatal 4-Way show up, and they're all, you know, all in the ring and on the ramp, which I thought was kind of neat. What did you think of that, Aaron?
I mean, it's kind of. I mean, you know that they did that just so they can like shoot that promo and show it off for the, you know, weeks leading up to the interview.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you know, that's kind of the reasoning behind it. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a decent way to end Raw. I mean, you know, the match was, you know, at the end was pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I still, like, I was actually really bored with Raw. I fast-forwarded so much of it. And I love it. I mean, I've been there for, you know, I mean, I'm bored by it, you know? So, I mean, grade-wise, I mean, to me, it's D.
Yeah, I'll give it a D, too. I mean, I did watch the opening and a lot of the mid parts, and I've been watching the women's matches more and more just because I find it humorous. So, I mean, I think I watched the show in about 45 minutes. And most of it, and like probably the last half, the last actually hour is mostly fast forwarding. So, anyways, going to SmackDown, CM Punk and Big Show and Undertaker qualify for the Fatal 4-Way. Yeah, that I saw that coming a mile away. What do you think, Aaron?
The only big surprise really was the fact that Kane lost CM Punk. Like, you know, that was actually a pretty big shocker. I mean, you know, I expected CM Punk to win. But, you know, Undertaker versus Rey Mysterio, I'm sorry, but I don't believe that Rey Mysterio can be Undertaker. And I think that it's really hard to, like, sell that. And, I mean, Undertaker's not the type to want to lose to somebody like him anyway. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that. But, the rest of it was okay. The one thing, though, that I thought was interesting that I know that you would find interesting is that Matt Hardy was suspended indefinitely for attacking Drew McIntyre at Over the Limit. What do you think about that?
I don't get that. I still don't. Are they basically saying that Matt Hardy is done after NXT is over with? I mean, that's all I'm getting out of it. I think it's ridiculous.
You know, the one thing I would say is that on SmackDown, I think that's the only thing that's actually intriguing me is having, like, the IC title actually being fought for, which we talked about on our past shows. And we talked about how it's now Christian, Kofi, Drew, and Matt Hardy going for that title. And I think that those people, while they're up and comers, I think that actually legitimizes the title. In my opinion, it does.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think that it legitimizes the title more than the World Heavyweight Championship, which should be the number one title. So,
yeah.
That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. The thing is, we'll have to do a show. I mean, we have to do a show about the titles. We're really going to have to because, you know, talking about the titles, you know, like the IC and the US and the World Heavyweight, we're going to have to really go over what title means as opposed to, you know, what it did in the past. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so grade wise, to be honest, not much happened. I mean, it was to me a D effort, you know?
Yep, definitely a D. Something that I'm definitely not going to give a D to, NXT, the Bryan Danielson now, I think we can start calling him that, continues feud with Michael Cole, which is awesome because I think this is a great angle that they're pulling. I think that it's showing that Bryan Danielson can perform like the WWE would want him to, and it's going to be nice to see him wrestle again because then he can show off his wrestling skills because all he's doing is showing his mic skills, and well, I'm sorry, but he's the best out of that group. David Otunga, I will probably say, is the best, but he's the second best, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you know, the thing is, I'm sure that everybody who's listening to this probably watched it. You know, I mean, it looked so good. And, I mean, the thing that I really liked actually wasn't necessarily the Michael Cole thing, but, like, at the end when, you know, he Cole-cocked The Miz, I mean, that was just, dude, I mean, it was something where it felt like, you know, 98, you know, it felt like Stone Cold, you know, and Vince McMahon were fighting, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That's what it felt like to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously on a little different of a scale, but still, I mean, it seemed really cool. And I think that what's going to happen, you know, I mean, we talked about this before, but I think what will happen is that The Miz will basically fight for Michael Cole's honor or something along those lines. And, you know, Bryan Danielson will, you know, he'll beat him. And he has to, you know, it'll be that snap or tap, which, you know, Michael Cole brought up, which, I, to be honest, before that, I hadn't heard anything about other than, you know, what I already knew, but I hadn't heard anything in WWE. And so I think what they may try to do is they may try to really brand that, you know, and make that a huge slogan. And, mm-hmm. I mean, they might see a cash cow in him, you know. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
No, oh, dude, I think he has it. There's no question in my mind that he has it. And if he doesn't main event WrestleMania in the next, like, 3 years, I will be shocked. I mean, he has it.
I agree. I would be shocked, too. I really would be.
But Heath Slater's gone. Kind of sad, but, you know, he has a lot of work to do. Sorry. But Heath Slater's gone.
He does. And he does. He really has a lot of work to do, man, because his mic skills were just so poor. I mean, honestly, like, at the end, I was like, oh, you're gone. Like, I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. you aren't making me miss you, you know? So, but next week is the season finale. Who's going to win?
I want Justin Gabriel to win, but I think David Otunga is going to win.
I think it's about who needs it more. And I think that...
Well, Wade Barrett needs it more. Huh?
Who?
Wade Barrett needs it. I mean, if you want to go that route, yes, he needs it. Wade Barrett needs this.
I agree. I agree. I don't think Justin Gabriel needs it. And I think that he will actually be a star on SmackDown. And I think, you know, I mean, I mentioned before about how they should bring back a Cruiserweight title. But I think that he would actually fare really well over there. I really do. I think that he could have some great opponents. I think I could see a program with him and, like, Drew McIntyre, for example. You know? I really could. So.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I hear you. Definitely, I'm going to give this one a C+.
I agree with you. You know, I mean, other than, I mean, you know, the Daniel Bryan stuff, the, you know, Bryan Danielson, his stuff, it's so good. And that's, to me, the reason to tune into NXT. The rookie crap, no. Who cares? Tune in to see Michael Cole make, you know, complete, you know,
idiot.
Jerk out of himself.
Yeah. You know who doesn't make a jerk out of himself, Aaron?
Who?
GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer Six High, see you for details. TNA, first thing, Desmond Wolf wins by sock? Is that right?
Yeah, he put something, he basically put something in a sock, like an orange, you know, is the easiest way to put it, a roll for, full of quarters, and smacked the hell out of Jeff Hardy and won. And it's just, it's really weird because, I mean, he'd been jobbing night after night, and, you know, he's very, very popular. And I don't understand why they're not giving him a real main event spot. You know, I mean, they let Mr. Anderson win by real means when he was a heel. They let AJ Styles win just on his ability to win. Why not give that to Desmond Wolfe? You know, I mean, he can, I think he's legitimate enough to beat Jeff Hardy in a normal wrestling match, you know?
Oh yeah. It's just sad that basically you're taking someone who has a lot of talent and they're basically becoming a jobber when they shouldn't be. It sucks.
Yeah.
So, does Orlando Jordan sell tickets? Does he?
You know, something, he has been, they've been showcasing him a lot, and I think that they're really trying to bank on him. You know, controversy creates cash, I mean, that's Bischoff's little phrase.
Yep.
But the thing is, I don't think Orlando Jordan, I don't think anybody would pay to see him, and nobody would pay to see him get beat up. And that's the God honest truth. I think Ric Flair and Hogan sell tickets, of course. I think AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, RVD, those guys definitely do. Kurt Angle, you know? Those are people that sell tickets. Orlando Jordan, I doubt, he sells negative tickets, in my opinion. Nobody's going to pay to see him. Nobody's going to pay to see him.
Dude, I say we go to Impact taping, right? We sit in the very front row, and when he comes out, we pull the newspapers.
You know what I wouldn't pull off the newspapers for, though? What? Matt Morgan, Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle feud.
No, I would actually take that, sit it down, because I'd rather, take a, you know, do it in my pants opposed to, get up and move when something awesome is probably going to happen. You literally have to be on your seat no matter what, even if you have to go number one. So, so that's where you put the paper down for. But, yeah, that's going to be awesome. I don't even know what to think, really. I mean, the first match that they have, a triple threat match, I'm going to go nuts. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's going to be, Well, there's going to be bumps, bruises, and awesome, awesome moves.
Yeah, and I actually think Matt Morgan is legitimate. I think that he can be in the upper card to main event status. And I think that TNA has actually done a fairly good job building him up. You know, and he's one of those people that I think that when I look at everybody TNA has actually like built up, you know, in the past year or so. I mean, I think they've done a great job with him. You know, Samoa Joe's always at the top. Kurt Angle's always at the top, you know, so that's not a big deal. But Matt Morgan, having him feud with them, that'll skyrocket his stock.
Oh, yeah.
Really well. I mean, it'll be up there just like AJ, which, you know, I'm really happy that he's not getting demoted. You know, normally when you lose a title, a lot of times it will happen, like with CM Punk, for example. You know, he lost the World Heavyweight Championship. He gets, you know, put down basically to the mid-card status, you know, but AJ Styles at least is staying up there.
Right. And that's nice that he is staying, you know, like you said, like he's staying up there because, like you said, 90% of the time, the guy ends up becoming a mid-carder, and then maybe 5 years later, he'll get another shot at the belt, but they're keeping him up there, which I like, and AJ deserves it.
I agree.
But anyways, for the show, overall, I'm going to have to give it definitely a C+.
Yeah, I'm going to give it another C. You know, last week we both gave our show C's. It was just an average show, and I think that this was an average one. It had its high points, it had slow points, you know, so just an average show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Anyways, Aaron, I know that we actually didn't talk about a weekly topic this week. You've had some problems with the internet, haven't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, my provider has not done the best of job keeping me satisfied, and I am definitely going to. I'm not going to keep with their service. You know, it's unfortunate because, you know, we do these shows once a week, and, you know, I mean, we do them for fun. And, you know, a few people go out there and they, you know, they download our show, and we really thank you for that. I mean, we're amazed that you want to listen to us talk about wrestling. Thank you very much for doing so. But it's unfortunate when things like this happen, you know, I mean, when, like, your internet's down, or if, like, you're having issues with, you know, the recording or anything like that. It's unfortunate that we can't get on a good schedule, you know, and I'm thankful we were able to record this time.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't going to get a show out this week.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's great. That's why Aaron sounds a little bit different, because he's actually calling from a cell phone. So it sounds a little bit different. But anyways, so we're not going to have a weekly topic this week. We're going to try and double one up next week. Hopefully by then, Mr. Aaron P. has his internet working. Right, Aaron?
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Anyways, I just want to say thanks to Section 86 for hosting the podcast, and the A6 Productions for all the editing they do. And, of course, I want to thank our fans for listening. And, of course, I couldn't do the show without my great co-host, Aaron. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, until next time, we're tagging out.